Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, off and running this Saturday morning. In case you missed it, the Cowboys got their quarterback, the man that's going to bring the next Super Bowl championship to Dallas.
Troy Aikman's not walking back through that door. Who are you talking about? Dak?
Dak Prescott.
Oh, Cowboy fans, that's a delusional bunch right there now.
We are not going to kick off with that. Instead, what we are going to do is we've got a couple of schedules that have come our way, and so we're going to go over those, the Glenn Academy and the MCA schedule. And so we'll get to that right after. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Networks, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. And this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Bennett Auto Group, Petrie Pest Control, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, coming off of a season last year where I think they second round of the playoffs, is that right?
Yeah.
Second round of the playoffs, and they won a share of the region championship, shared it with Brunswick and Richmond Hill last season. And so they will actually play two scrimmage games, one home, one away. The home game they'll play against Wayne County at Glenn County Stadium, and then they're going to truck all the way up to Bainbridge to play Bainbridge.
Bainbridge, 5A team, good football program, state championship just a couple of years ago in 5A. So, and they've got a five-star running back over there that's committed to Georgia, athlete. So they've got some talent in Bainbridge, Georgia.
They'll open the season on the road over at the Ship in Darien. They'll play MCA, who, of course, is a single-A school. Glenn, a 6A school. You got to figure Glenn's probably going to be favored to win that game and probably should win it pulling away late.
Probably wear them down in the second half. The depth issue will be a major factor. It'll still be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn should pull away late in that one.
And then comes the first test of the season at home. The Camden County Wildcats come calling to Glenn County Stadium. The newly head coached by Jeff Heron, Camden County Wildcats.
And they're coming to Glenn County Stadium, and they're going to come back to Camden with a win.
This is a Camden County team that last year beat Glenn Academy in the second game of the season, beat them pretty handily, 35-14, something like that. That was around the score. And let's be honest, the Camden team last year really wasn't that great of a football team. Yet Glenn Academy, of course, as we mentioned, a second-round team, and they lost that game at Chris Gilman, 35-14-ish, somewhere like that.
And Camden's going to come in well-coached, well-disciplined, probably have an attitude about establishing, winning the line of scrimmage. That game is not going to bode well for Glenn.
Glenn Academy is going to get four straight home games to start the season. Well, after the MCA game, they'll get four straight, and that includes a bye. So there's going to be 5 weeks where they don't travel outside of Brunswick to play. So that's the first one of those is Camden. Then they get Winder Barrow at home, which is like the South Atlanta area.
Winder Barrow, they're going to beat them. They'll be 2-1.
Then the bye week. And then comes Coffee County.
Coffee's coming to Brunswick at Glenn County Stadium, a place Coffee hasn't played very well in the past. Could be a competitive football game. They blew Glenn out at Jardine Stadium last year. I suspect that they'll probably have more material than Glenn, and if it's just based off talent, Coffee should win that game.
This is technically, the next game's technically an away game for Glenn, although they will play at Glenn County Stadium, the city championship between the Brunswick High Pirates and the Glenn Academy Red Terriers. And for the first time in over half a decade, the Brunswick High Pirates will be defending the city championship and not Glenn Academy.
It's interesting that they got away on their schedule because Brunswick was the home team, designated home team last year in that game. So we'll have to reconfirm that.
Okay. Well, that's what the schedule says. So I'm just telling you what it says.
And that's a rivalry game, so you can throw everything out the window. And that's the city championship in Glenn County. And, you know, I'm looking at that game right now as a toss-up.
That'll be the first region game for Glenn. And then they get heavy into the region schedule. After that, they go to Bradwell.
Win.
They're at home against South Effingham.
Win.
Go to Effingham.
Win.
Go to Richmond Hill.
Loss. Richmond Hill, Glenn spoiled Richmond Hill's regular season last year at Glenn County Stadium when Richmond Hill was rolling, and they just spoiled their season, and it's going to be tough. And Richmond Hill's going to look, they've lost a lot from last year, too, so it's going to be a tough game, but I have a hard time seeing Glenn overcome a lot of things, including the Zebras at Richmond Hill.
And then Glenn will get a bye week, their second of the season, and they'll conclude the season at home playing against Statesboro.
That's an improving program, but they're not coming to Glenn County Stadium right now and beating Glenn.
And then the playoffs start after that. So you look at the Glenn Academy schedule. I'll run it down again. You've got Wayne County and Bainbridge for the scrimmages, and then MCA, Camden, Winterboro, Coffee, Brunswick, Bradwell, South Effingham, Effingham, Richmond Hill, and Statesboro for the Red Terriers in 2021.
Brunswick-Glenn game could be for the region championship. Something to think about. Could be.
I mean, only if Glenn Academy can go to Richmond Hill and win.
Brunswick hasn't beat Richmond Hill now in two or three. It's lost the last three, so you've got some patterns starting to develop there. So could be one of those years again where everybody beats everybody.
Do you want me to give you my prediction?
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is the way I see things. Glenn Academy's schedule is not super easy. It's not ridiculously hard, but it's not super easy either. I see the Terriers going 6-4 in this schedule and finishing with a 3 seed in the region. That's what I see.
Oh, if I had to pick, I'm 6-4, and they lose to Brunswick and Richmond Hill. That is the equivalent of a 3 seed.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm taking losses. I think the Red Terriers will take losses from Camden. They'll take losses from Coffee. They'll take losses from Brunswick, and they'll take a loss from Richmond Hill, and that's 4.
The only positive you can say about Glenn's schedule is they will have played the best teams possibly on their schedule before they get into region play.
And that's what Rocky does. You know, Rocky Hidalgo, the head coach of Glenn Academy, and you know, me saying that they're 6-4 and going to finish third in the region, that's still not a knock, because every year Rocky Hidalgo has his Red Terriers hitting their stride when it comes into playoff time. You cannot argue that. That's a fact. Every year, year in, year out, since Rocky Hidalgo has been at Glenn Academy, he has gotten the most out of whatever team he's had toward the end of the season into the playoffs.
But Glenn, whether you want to admit it or not, since that Jernigan Randon crew graduated in 2018, they've been on a little bit of a decline in the football program.
Don't think they've made the Elite Eight since Randon Jernigan graduated. Is that right?
Final Four that year, but after that, they haven't got past the second round.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Spring is in the air, and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season, engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Trap, trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings.
Gotta be real with it. Yep. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. New Orleans, listen to me. Drew Brees should be allowed to play as long as he wants to for the Saints. He saved that city. No one cares about Blake Griffin any longer. Role player. Dak Prescott is the modern-day Joe Flacco, but at least Flacco won a Super Bowl before he got paid. Can someone tell me why we are treating Chris Godwin like Jerry Rice? Les Miles and Kansas part ways. Rumor is he's heading to UCF to join Malzahn's staff. There are not too many other players I would rather have at the plate with a runner at third and less than two outs than Nick Markakis. So long, Nick. Is Jarrett Stidham that terrible that you would rather have another year of old broken Cam than to give him the ball? Patrick Ewing, just get a pass, dude. You didn't win anything for the Knicks, even when MJ was gone. The Michigan State Spartans, brought to you by Jay Strip Club. Desperation at its finest. Mark Ingram signing with a team that no one wants to play for. Kip, I have so many questions about the season finale of WandaVision. Where is Agatha trapped at after the Hex was destroyed? Where did the White Vision go? What does Nick Fury want with Captain Rambo? And these are my thoughts.
I want to know so badly.
I guess you'll just have to wait and see.
I was hoping you had answers.
I don't watch that garbage.
I was hoping you say I don't have answers, because then I was going to say that I already know that. I've been doing the show with you for years.
Oh, see, I didn't fall for that. Didn't fall for that. Smarter than your average bear.
Well played. Well, good job on sidestepping that.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I had you set up.
Nah, you got to do better than that.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golnaz Pharmacy, and by the Georgia Sea Grill.
Fine dining on St. Simon since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars, nightly first call specials, 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197, 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
And, of course, we are doing this show live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. So we gave you the Glenn Academy schedule, and, you know, I told you I'd like them to go 6-4, finish with a 3 seed in the region. We'll see what they do with the playoffs. We also have the MCA schedule, which Kip's about to break to you right now. Breaking news.
At home on August the 20th, the MCA Bucks host the Glenn Academy Red Terrors, and that's going to be a tall order for the Buccaneers.
Single-A program playing a 6A school. Basically, MCA is going to have around 50 guys on the roster, 50 kids on the roster to Glenn Academy's 100-plus.
That's going to be tough. Then the following week, they host the Brunswick High Pirates, who's probably bringing in their most talented team since 2017 into this contest. That's going to be a tough one, too, for MCA.
Same deal.
To beat the Pirates.
Same deal.
Then they get a bye week, and then on September the 10th, Tarleton County Indians come into Darien to the ship to get beat by the MCA Buccaneers. Tarleton County football, a shell of its former self.
That's truth. That might be the truest thing you've said in the show in 3 years.
They just aren't what they used to be. Then Bryan County comes in on 9/17, MCA first 4 games of the season at home.
Yeah, that's a good start.
So they're 2-2. They'll beat the brakes off Bryan County.
Yes, they will.
Oh, that'll be something like 48-6 or something like that. Could be worse. Then they take their first road trip on September 24th. They go play Claxton at Claxton.
And W.
I don't see Claxton posing any problems for MCA. So I got the Bucks at 3-2 at the halfway point, losing the two 6A teams.
You and I are in agreement.
Then on October the 1st, and this one here kind of waffled back and forth, ECI, Manuel County Institute, comes to Darien. ECI is a traditional power, and that could be a good football game, but I'll give the Bucks the nod at home.
Let me clear my throat. That rivalry is becoming, that game is becoming quite the rivalry. Those two teams in the same region, and they have played each other the last couple of years. Of course, you have seen MCA on a steady incline. They have been getting better and better. And now, last year, they beat ECI. They beat ECI the year before that as well. It's two straight seasons they've knocked off ECI. And so, you got to wonder when, you know, like you said, does ECI rebound and beat MCA, because right now MCA's got their number. Right now MCA owns ECI, and let me tell you something, ECI ain't coming down to the ship and beating MCA and Darien. It ain't happening.
I don't think it's going to happen either, but let me also say ECI has been a little down, but they won't be down much longer.
No. Too much talent up that way that they get, actually.
So we got the Bucks at 4-2. They go to Metter on October the 15th. Metter was good last year.
It was great last year.
They got blew out by a state champion by like 40 points at home. So they were good football team, but they weren't a great football team.
MCA was on top of the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings for a good little bit.
Metter, not MCA. So Metter was on top of your bogus rankings, which tells you about the quality of those rankings. You got teams that would have beat Metter by 50 points ranked ahead of Metter. But Metter, for right now, they won the region last year, so you have to give them credit. On the road.
That's a tough one.
Don't be surprised if McIntosh goes up there and beats them, but since it's at Metter, I'll give the advantage right now to Metter. 4-3. And then they've got a series of cupcakes. They got Scriven County, Portal, and Jenkins County to close out the season. They'll beat all three of those. Scriven, though, has got some history. Portal and Jenkins County, for lack of a better term, they are awful.
I want to throw some. So I like MCA going 7-3, by the way, to finish the season.
That's their record.
They'll get a home game in the first round of the playoffs for sure with the way that the single-A rankings come out. I want to throw something out. Portal named a new head coach this past week. I have to do some research and to find out the guy's name again, but He was an assistant at Coffey. There is an effort being made in Portal for those people that care, which isn't very much of many of us. There's an effort being made at Portal to make them better, to make them competitive, because they have been awful for a very long time.
Are they bringing in Nick Saban?
Not yet.
Bill Belichick?
Not yet.
Any of those type coaches to Portal? If they don't, that's the only thing that can turn that program around. It is a perennial bottom feeder, or as others say in the fishing world, they are a catfish.
It's tough for them, right? And I'll tell you why it's tough. It's tough for them because where they are located, just outside of Bullitt County, they are literally between ECI, who recruits, and Bullock Academy, who recruits. And so it's tough for them to get kids from that area because most of those kids that are good are going to one or the other school.
So hold on, man. You're sitting here, you're throwing out recruiting charges against folks without any solid proof to back it up.
Those are facts. That's a fact. ECI is a private school. They're allowed to recruit. Bullock Academy is a GISA private school. They're allowed to recruit. I'm not throwing out allegations. I'm telling you facts because they're allowed to do it.
Okay.
So know your schools. Don't start throwing.
So you're saying ECI recruits?
Yes, absolutely they do recruit. That's a well-known fact. Okay. They recruit all up toward towards Statesboro and through the Emanuel County area.
So you're telling me on this show that ECI is a private school?
Yes, I lived in Swainsboro I'm telling you for a fact. You can Google it when we go off the air.
Okay.
ECI is a private, single-A private school. That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Okay.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Glenn Academy and Brunswick High soccer teams squared off this past week, and for the first time in school history, Brunswick High notched a win over the Glenn Academy Red Terriers in soccer, beating them 2-0. On the diamond, it has already been an up-and-down season for the Camden County Wildcats. The Wildcats lost their first game of the season to Glenn, then ripped off four wins in a row, followed by three losses in a row. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Week in, week out tells you that I don't know my high schools, doesn't even know which schools recruit or don't. Just throwing that out there.
So what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me, man? That ECI is a private school?
I'm not.
Say that one more time. Say it live on the air.
I'm not trying to tell you.
Tell me ECI, Emanuel County Institute, is a private school in Twin Cities, Georgia.
Yeah.
Facebook Live and listeners out there, do some research on that for me.
Yeah.
And get back to us on that.
You can do all the research you want.
All right.
I know this for a fact.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, he just doesn't want to be wrong. That's the bottom line.
I just said I didn't know they were a private school.
Yes.
I thought Walshawn Ely and all them guys played for ECI back in the day.
They did.
Before they went to Georgia.
Yeah, they did. They got recruited to go there.
Okay.
Right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network from the Bennett Auto Group Studios is brought to you by M&B Liquors, Parker's, and Belinda Thomas Realty.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. If you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too. With any kind of keg you need, M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off Exit 29 on I-95.
And so now we have reached that point of the show where Kip is allowed to take over the show and hijack things and do things his way. It's the Butthurt List.
Number 5 on the Butthurt List this week, Jason, Rory McIlroy. Man, he's struggling. He's struggling. He seems like he's lost his swing, and he's got to find it. Missed a cut, plus 10, missed a cut at the Players' Championship this week. Just blew up and never got it back in those first two rounds. Number 4 on the Butthurt List this week, Valdosta High School. It's a dumpster fire over there, Jason, and I don't know how long it's going to take for it to recover.
Shoot. I just Googled it, and ECI is a public school.
Okay. I just didn't want to, you know, I'll ask you 2 or 3 times if you knew what you was talking about, but okay.
Just pretend I didn't speak.
Okay. Number 4 on the Butthurt List, Valdosta High School. It's a mess over there, Jason. Your thoughts?
I've got a lot of thoughts. I'm waiting. They have put Probst on administrative leave instead of firing him. I guess they're just going to pull the plug on everybody at the same time, because that is a swamp over there. Yeah. Because he's not the only one that's going to go down for this.
That is correct. Number 3 on the Butthurt List, speaking of Rush Probst, it is him. At number 3 on the Butthurt List, ESPN reported yesterday that Rush signed an affidavit stating that Georgia and Alabama, to his knowledge, he did not have personal knowledge of any of those two universities committing recruiting violations.
He said he did in that recorded tape.
He signed an affidavit this week saying he had no knowledge of that.
So basically signed an affidavit calling himself a liar.
That is the assumption that can be made there. So ESPN reported that yesterday. So this guy is a loose cannon. So nobody really knows what's going on with him. You never know what's going to come out of this guy's mouth.
Is there any chance that Valdosta doesn't fire him?
They have to fire him.
Do they?
They have to fire him, and they have to start over. This is going to take some time for Valdosta to get over. They've got a lot of internal stuff, even with their school board. And even, you know, they've got lawsuits pending from former coaches. It's a mess over there.
Remind me to come back to this when you get done.
Okay.
Maybe next segment.
Number two on the butthurt list this week, Jason, Tennessee football. As if they needed any more trouble, they had three drug-related arrests this week with football players.
Of course.
Wow. Now, can it get any worse in Knoxville?
Yes, it sure can.
Josh Heupel came in. He comes from a lower-level school when he comes to Tennessee.
A lower-level school that's a better job than Tennessee right now.
Apparently not to Josh Heupel. He'd rather come to a dumpster fire and stay where he was. But Tennessee.
Well, Heupel graduated from Oklahoma, so.
Is still in trouble with everybody.
Okay.
And number one on the butthurt list this week, the Duke Blue Devil basketball program. They're not making the NCAA. They wasn't making the NCAA tournament. So they had a positive COVID test in the program. So they just decided that they were going to shut it down for the rest of 2021. Good job, Dukies. You wasn't getting in the dance anyway, so let's hide behind COVID. And Duke fans are a delusional bunch as well, and I know quite a few of them. They weren't getting in the tournament. They were a 500 team. Well, they got over 500. They won a game in the ACC tournament, and then they were going to run into some buzzsaws down the road in that tournament, and so their season mercifully has come to an end.
I'm going to do some more research about the ECI stuff because I'm almost positive they're a private school.
Well, I'm pretty positive that they're not, but I didn't want to just throw you under the bus like that. But you did all the work yourself by saying, oh, I'm right. You just don't want to be wrong. So it's okay to be wrong sometimes, man.
I'm going
to
do
it's
some more.
It's not a big deal.
I'm going to do some more. I'm going to go to their actual website and see if I can find it on their website.
I mean, they're a public school. I know they are in public school because, you know, they play pretty much in a public school region. So common sense would tell you that they're a public school.
Mm. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Russ Probst.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about that in the coming segment because I've got some things that I think really need to be discussed about all of that stuff that's happening.
Nick Chubb, if I needed money, I'd have went pro. That's a direct tweet.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnow's Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
I would like to apologize to all Emanuel Countyans and the ECI administrative staff and anybody, the coaching staff, anybody that I may have offended earlier in the show where I claimed that ECI is a private school that recruits. I recant. ECI is a public school that does not recruit because they're not allowed to. So for any of those people that I may have offended with my inaccuracy, I sincerely apologize.
But you lived in Swainsboro for how long? You were just, yeah. You know, sometimes it's okay to be wrong, man. It's okay. You were wrong, which, you know, happens a lot on this show, but you're just adamant about being right in this case, and you just kept digging that hole, and you kept digging that hole, and you kept digging that hole. It's okay. All's forgiven.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Goldenhouse Collision, by Nance Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with Fast Fair Claim Service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau. Give them a call, 912-265-9175.
Georgia Tech is playing for the ACC Championship. They have just demolished the field on their way, on their march to the ACC Championship. They are awaiting in the championship game.
Duke's wrapped it up for the season. Georgia Tech has been a hot basketball team down the stretch. They play good basketball.
The millions of Tech fans in Atlanta are excited.
Yeah. Georgia Tech is a engineering school, by the way, in Atlanta. So I just wanted to make sure that you knew that. They're not a... Okay. It's got the Georgia Institute of Technology.
That's what you're going to do to me?
So just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that. So Tech's hot right now in basketball. They're looking good. Did they get in? If they lose this championship game, do they get an NCAA bid?
If they lose the championship game, no.
So they're basically have to win to get in. Yes. They're not a bubble team lose.
That's what I'm telling you, and you can take anything that comes out of my mouth to the bank.
I got you.
Rush Probst. I told you I wanted to come back to that. Let's come back to that. All right, so where are we in the month? The middle of March?
Yes.
Okay, so we're in the middle of March. So I'm going to walk you through the math here, okay?
Okay.
If Valdosta fires Rush Probst, they're not just going to fire Rush Probst. The Touchdown Club president, he's going to be gone. The athletic director is going to be gone. Maybe the superintendent's going to be gone. Any coaches on the coaching staff that may have had knowledge of any of this stuff, they're going to be gone. Faculty, administration, anybody that knew anything about this, they are going to be removed from whatever position they have if Rush Probst gets fired. Here's my point. If you fire Rush Probst and then you bring in another head coach, how long do you think it takes you to bring in another head coach, Kip?
They will probably, since it's March, they will probably promote somebody on the current staff.
Assuming there's anybody left.
There's probably some guys that have been on that staff that were there before Rush was hired and Rush kept on. So they'll probably keep one of them with an interim tag and, you know, maybe make it permanent or try to get a new coach after the 2021 season.
Okay, so let me finish my thought. So let's pretend that you do that because you're right. That's best case scenario instead of going through a coaching search. So you promote from within. You fire Probst, let's say 2 days later, you name his successor from within, give him the interim tag if you want to do that. Now what he's got to do, that particular coach, now he's got to fill a staff. Because they're going to, like I said, there are going to be a lot of coaches that if you fire Rush Probst, they're going to have to go with him. So now you got to fill the staff. How long does that take?
It could take a few weeks.
Okay, so you fire Probst, say hypothetically on Monday, you hire a new coach, promote within from on Wednesday, and now you're going to have him hire however many positions need to be filled on the staff that you guys you had to get rid of because they had knowledge of what was going on. I'm thinking more closer to a month, and so now you're pushing to the middle of April.
That's spring practice. I mean, you got a potential for Valdosta if they fire Russ to bring an interim coach in who has to immediately jump into a spring practice and get the football team as ready as they can to kick off, get done with spring to kick off the summer program. So right now football programs are in the winter program. January, February, spend a lot of time in the weight room, do some conditioning. March, you know, your coaching staff starts getting together and they start developing depth charts and things like that for spring practice in April, spring practice. So it's a crisis in Valdosta right now. It couldn't come at a worse time.
And so to take your point a step further, you get a coaching staff hired right at spring practice. So the staff is now coming in and working with kids at spring practice. They have no clue about how good they are, how talented they are, what they can and cannot do. And they're trying to form a depth chart during spring practice when they're trying to install whatever it is that Valdosta is going to run from this new head coach. It's going to be a mess.
Then you got to look at potential exodus of kids in your program.
Yep, hadn't even talked about that.
I mean, you got kids, you know, Valwood's right there, and they've been down, so they probably have open arms. Come to you in open arms. They'll probably open their arms wide for any kid that wants to lead the Valdosta program because Valwood's got to get back to being Valwood again. And then you got Lowndes right there in the same town.
Kids may move out of the city limits to go into the county to play for Lowndes because they don't want any part of what the mess is at Valdosta. So this thing, as I said, there's a bigger scope to this than just firing Rush Probst, which is why I think there is an argument for Valdosta to not fire Probst. Instead of having to go through that whole ordeal that I just laid out in front of you and having the thing be a mess for a solid year.
Well, that GS, the Georgia High School Association, is involved. Now they're doing a full-blown investigation.
And that means what?
That means that they're trying to reestablish credibility and they're going to bring the hammer down on Valdosta High School. That's what it sounds like, you know, they get a lot of flack, the Georgia High School Association, for kind of just being asleep at the wheel. But this is the perfect opportunity to make amends there, and but do it by going after Rush Prost. And that's probably what's going to happen. Rush probably won't ever coach in the state of Georgia ever again.
Maybe not ever if the NHSA gets involved.
Yeah.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Glenn Academy and Brunswick High soccer teams squared off this past week, and for the first time in school history, Brunswick High notched a win over the Glenn Academy Red Terriers in soccer, beating them 2-0. On the diamond, it has already been an up-and-down season for the Camden County Wildcats. The Wildcats lost their first game of the season to Glenn, then ripped off 4 wins in a row, followed by 3 losses in a row. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Spring is in the air, and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season, engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
I've spent 20 years of my life believing that ECI was a private school, and today I had my world tipped on its head.
Well, you know, as much as you keep commenting on that, you know, that's not going to change. ECI is going to be a public school tomorrow. It was a public school 20 years ago. It's going to be a public school tomorrow. And it's going to be a public school the time football season rolls around in 2021. And nothing you can say or nothing you can wish is not going to change that.
Well, you lost your Facebook feed earlier in the show. Mine just went as well. So having some internet issues here in the building, or at least on our phones. I know you've been having phone issues, and I've been having some minor ones anyway. So it could be that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water will also serve your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water. Finally got that word spelled right. That's great. And Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Who says management doesn't listen to you?
Finally. See, management comes in here, they say, hey, Kip, you're the read guy. So we're going to have you read the spots every week for the sponsors, who we thank very much, because without them, we're not sitting here bringing you these nuggets of sports knowledge every week. And for 3 years now, they intentionally put misspelled words in there, hoping that I'll read them out over the air. I catch them most of the time. Sometimes I don't. But they finally got oxygenated spelled right in the read. Thank you, management. I appreciate it.
The Braves trimmed their roster down yesterday. They had a bunch of players. They're trying to get back down to a 40-man roster before we start the season. They got their roster down to 42 yesterday. And here are some of the notables that got sent down to the minor leagues. Victor Areno, Tucker Davidson, Jaceel De La Cruz, Kyle Miller, Chad Sabatka didn't make the squad.
I thought he would.
Patrick Weigel, Travis Demerite, Michael Harris, who has been tearing it up in the spring, along with Brendan Shoemake and Bryce Ball, all sent down to the minor leagues. Mm. They kept all their catchers.
Shoemake was supposed to be, wasn't he supposed to arrive this year? Or
he went through three levels. I mean, he started at rookie ball last year, yeah. Blew through that. Through single A, ended up in double A. Now this year he's going to start at triple A. So, I mean, he's blown through.
He'll be up by September.
Easily, if not before that.
Yeah.
Austin Riley, somebody's knocking at the door for your job unless you start hitting.
I saw a projection this week for Austin Riley. His projected stats this year was for him to hit 27, 28 home runs. So we shall see.
That's good enough if he hits 260.
Yeah, we can't have him hitting 27 bombs and batting 219.
No, there's a big difference in that.
Yes, a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're going to hit 27 bombs and hit 220, you probably need to be a DH in the American League.
That's probably where you need to head. And even those jobs now.
Got to hit.
You got to hit. I mean, 220 is not going to be good enough. You know, the Ruben Sierra days of that are gone.
Got to hit.
Rob Deere,
he used to hit bombs, though.
And then hit 220. And yes. Toward the end of his career, now early part of his career, Rob Deere wasn't that bad of a hitter.
The original bomb hitter batting with a low batting average was Dave Kingman. He used to do that back in the old days, bat 219, 225, but hit 40-something home runs a season.
So it looks like, also, you know, with the sending down of Drew Waters, I don't know if I mentioned him, but the Braves sent him down as well. So with the sending down of Drew Waters, Michael Harris not making the team, it looks like the Braves have gone all in on Christian Pache being their opening day center fielder.
I hope so. I don't want to see him ruined by their fascination with Ender Inciarte and his defense. Pache's a better defender. He's a better defensive center fielder.
Whoa, Slow down.
I believe he is right now.
No, you're wrong.
I believe he is.
You're wrong about that.
Pache is probably the best outfield glove in the organization right now.
Ender Inciarte is a multi-time Gold Glove winner.
I get it.
If it wasn't for his defensive prowess, Ender Inciarte would not still be in Major League Baseball. Ender Inciarte defensively, if not the best defensive center fielder in all of baseball, he's top five. Easy.
Pache's going to be in the same boat.
Pache's not there yet.
He's going to be.
Going to be and is there is not the same thing.
Ender doesn't go over the wall in the NLCS and pull back a home run last year.
Ender covers a lot more ground than Pache does. Ender takes better routes to balls to make catches than Pache does, and Pache showed us that in the playoffs multiple times.
We shall see. Plus, Pache hits better.
No argument for me there.
He hits better than Ender, and he is not, if he's worse than Ender defensively, it's not by much.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, when you start talking about that Pache is as good as center fielder, I'm going to do you like my son does me. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I think he's going to be that good.
Going to be that good, maybe.
22.
He's not the defensive outfielder that NCRT is
not,
right now.
But he's not far from it. He's got a good glove and a good arm.
Yeah.
And he can run.
And he can hit.
And he can hit.
He's going to be a guy that hits for power and average. Allegedly.
5-tool player.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Ender's not a 5-tool player.
No.
How do we get off on this argument?
You started it.
I mean.
As you often do.
I just don't want the Braves to mess up another outfielder by platooning him with Ender Inciarte because the guy can't hit.
I just said that. The Braves were all in on Christian Pache, sending Michael Harris and Drew Waters to the minors, and then you went off on an Inciarte rant.
Because you know what they're going to do. They're going to be starting that platooning garbage, and the guy's an everyday center fielder. Put him out there.
I don't think they're going to platoon. I think Ender's going to make the team, and I think he's going to be a late-inning defensive substitution and a guy
for
that comes.
Ozuna.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you move Pache to left and put him in center. Or Acuna, whichever, however you want to do it. But yeah, that's, and then, you know, late base stealer.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!